How are you, Tim?
Good. Sorry to hear that, man.
Well, I feel fine, but the voice feels like I should be singing bass for a band.
Wow. What did you do over the weekend? Were you out shouting at games?
Oh, no. We're just doing a Halloween thing.
Oh, yeah. Know?
It was all weekend long thing. So,
yeah, you certainly had nothing to shout about Saturday afternoon.
No, as a Spartan fan, woe is me. But you know what? It's one loss. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, too.
You know what, Tim? I feel kind of a nervousness and anxiety about the election. I can't wait for it. I'm really fired up to see what's going to happen because the pollsters are telling us that Rick Snyder in no way can lose, and
yep.
I just want to see if the voters are going to agree with him.
Well, this would be an absolute setback of the polling industry if they got this thing wrong, because there isn't one poll that says Bonero is going to win. So it would be an unbelievable story, and if it did happen, it would trump the outcome of the election, I think. Have polls been wrong in the past? You bet. But usually when the margin is this big, I think most of the pollsters are going into this day before the end feeling pretty comfortable with what they've come up with.
Well, they were wrong in both primaries.
They were. And the other factor that you have to factor in, and I will talk to some of the pollsters about it, a vast majority, I think now, of people don't have a hard line in their home. Is that true or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're one of the few families that I know of.
Well, I keep our hard line because it's my hard line to my businesses, you know, and everybody needs to get me. And my cell phone, if it craps out, you know, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of these, so that's where they do their calling.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you're getting a skewed sample. In fact, when I talked to Bonero at that plant event at GM the other day, that's a point that he raised with me. Now, is that enough to throw this polling data off? Like I say, it would be a seismic story if that turned out to be the case.
Well, Tim, I saw you at that press conference at the Grand River plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought with all the big shooter politicians there, the stars were the CEO for GM and the president of the UAW.
Well, I had to scoot out of there because I can't even remember where I had to go. So I only got the Ackerson stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to Bonero beforehand, and I talked to Senator Levin beforehand. So you tell me what was so good about it.
Well, it was a rock show, and it was obviously it's going to be a feel good story because it's going to create a lot of jobs for the Mid Michigan area. But the people who turned out there with all the politicians that were there, I just saw a lot of love and compassion for Ackerson and for King. And I'm not saying I'm surprised by it, but it was overwhelming.
Did he mispronounce the governor's name?
Yes, he did. I thought it was hilarious. And
called her Graham.
And she did not even talk about it.
Yeah.
I thought she would have made a joke out of it.
You know? Well, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, you know. But the guys knew. What does he know? He's just running General Motors, you know.
But I thought, Tim, that puts everything in perspective and will really put your ego down here when you're the governor of a state and the CEO of a company doesn't know your name.
Yeah. But you know what? Michigan is so desperate for good news that was a feel-good event. And you could and I thought Bonero got a nice, warm reception. He got the best applause when everybody was introduced. And when I talked to him beforehand, I said, look, I got a poll that says you're 18 points down. And he basically said, hey, we're going to win this thing. And he's out on a bus today, and Snyder's out on a bus today. We're going to talk to Mr. Snyder later on. And I think the most popular song in the state right now is the Hallelujah Chorus, as people are saying, Hallelujah, this is about to be over.
All right, before I talk to you about some specific races,
mm-hmm.
constantly you have to watch folks get up on a stump. Well, I want you to get on the stump and talk about your blog entry today, which is titled Turnout, Turnout, Turnout.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I mean, if you can't get your troops to the polls could be wrong. And I think one of the apprehensions that the Snyder people have is that they are just sitting so pretty, it appears, based on the polls, that maybe some people will wake up tomorrow and say, you know what, I can go grocery shopping rather than voting because my guy is going to win. Conversely speaking, Bonero's people could be down in the dumps and say, boy, there's just no reason for me to vote for this guy because it's all over. And then he even loses by a wider margin, which then could impact impact other races. So the anxiety of apathy, I think, hangs over the heads of both of these campaigns as we go into the final stretch.
In Sunday's blog entry, you write, "All right already with the campaign commercials." And I thought that was very funny because there was a television program I was watching. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But I saw three anti-Schauberg spots in a row. Boom, boom, boom.
You know, you just wonder. I suggest that that's pouring money down a rat hole. I mean, nobody's paying attention to these things. They all sort of mold into one another. And if it moves the numbers in the final days, I guess I don't know much about this business. I just think it's a waste of money. People are tuning out. They're using the remote control, and they're not paying any attention at all.
All right. From what you heard, who's going to be our next Secretary of State?
Well, if the polling data is correct, it's Ruth Johnson.
What about the Attorney General?
It's Bill Schuette.
Any state representatives or state senators in trouble?
All of them. if you're a Democrat, you're sitting on a powder keg. The Republicans, I do think, have got a shot at taking back control of the Michigan House, which in many respects could be the story tomorrow or Wednesday, since the Snyder thing appears to be pretty much a shoe-in. If the Republicans take back control of the House, that's a huge story. Because remember, going in, the Democrats had 67 seats, and if the R's pick up 13 seats, they have control. We could also end up, as you and I have talked about before, with a 55-55 tie in the Michigan House, which would also be a monster story. So I think there's a lot of Democrats that are concerned out there today.
It seems like we're seeing roles reversed here, because in 2008, Barack Obama had the landslide victory along with the Democrats in Congress, and now folks are frustrated after 2 years, and now we're just going to the other side of the aisle.
You know what this is? This is all about us being an impatient a body of people. We want everything turned around overnight, and no president can do that. I mean, he has, let's be honest here, has racked up some pretty significant legislative wins, whether you like them or not. It's an impressive record, but it has not resonated with anybody. The economy still trumps everything, and people thought that by electing Barack Obama, the economy would suddenly come bouncing back. And be careful, Mr. Snyder, if you win, the same same expectations are there. And I'll tell you what, this is going to be a slog. The irony of this election may be, if the Republicans take control, Mr. Snyder may have to work with Democrats to get what he wants, because I'm not sure that all of the Republicans are on board with cutting the budget by $1.6 billion. And if he has to produce a package to raise revenue, they're not going to be on board for that. Mr. Snyder may have to really put to work his negotiating skills and work with the other side on this thing in order to get something done. It will be a fascinating story to watch.
Tim, speaking of Rick Snyder, give us the scoop, if you will. Me playing on your name, of course. What's the deal with Rick Snyder and the Mackinac Bridge?
Well, it's an interesting story. The story should not have gotten legs. He had an opportunity.
Am I going to see the bridge in a pawn shop?
No. He's not going to sell the bridge. They finally got the story right, but it took him about 4 days to get there. His problem was he didn't answer the question directly. Frank Beckman on JR said, "What about selling the bridge and the lottery and everything?" And Mr. Snyder's quote was, "Everything should be on the table." Well, that's not a no, is it?
No.
No.
It's on the table.
And so then I started getting emails from the Snyder campaign on the story that we originally did on this, and saying, you know, taking me to task for either misquoting Snyder or whatever. I said, "Look, this is what your guy said." Now, Bonero heard it as well, and the Bonero camp called and said, "Is that what he said?" I said, "That's what he said." So Verge flies up in a single-engine plane on that windy day last week to stand in front of the bridge to say, "Snyder's going to sell the bridge." Now, Snyder never said that, but he didn't say no. And Bonero, being the sharp politician that he is, Snyder opened the door, and Bonero walked in. So finally, after 3 or 4 days of this back and forth, the Snyder people finally got it right. He said, "Look, he's not going to sell the bridge. End of story." It was misplayed by them all the way around.
What's going on with this proposal for a new bridge from Detroit to, over to Canada?
Well, I think I think we're going to see a vote on the proposal in lame duck. The autos want it. A bunch of people want it. And Manny Maroon is the only one who doesn't, but he has some very strong allies in the legislature who are with him on this. And Mike Bishop earlier said there would be a vote. Then he sort of hinted there wasn't. But I talked to Judd Gilbert, who's the senator who's kind of guruing this thing, and he said, I think we will have a vote. He's got a bill. Let's see if it happens.
Tim, who do you think the next speaker will be?
You have to tell me which party's going to win.
Well, if I say Republicans.
I think it's going to be, what's the guy's name, Jace Bolger, who's from the west side of the state, James. They call him Jace. Paul Osmer is in this race from our area, but I don't think he's got the horses to do it. And on the other side, it's between Woodrow Stanley from Flint, who would be the first African-American speaker in state history, versus another guy from Genesee, Representative Hamill. You'd have to give the edge to Hamill on that one.
How about if the Democrats should keep control?
Yeah, Hamill. Hamill would be okay. The Democrat, and Stanley's the other Democrat that's running for speaker in that.
Well, from what I hear, the Constitutional Convention doesn't look like it's going to get passed, but do we really need that, Tim, to change?
The people that are proposing that we do this, rewrite the Constitution, are saying this legislature simply doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to, quote, reform government.
Have the guts.
Precisely. Yeah. You said it nicer. So let's bring some new people in, and let's just rewrite the thing. But the polling data, I think, on this one is accurate. It's going down.
And people need to get out and vote, don't they, Tim?
There's no question about it. I've got a piece that goes tomorrow in the blog that says your vote does count as I recount some of the closest elections in state and national history where individual votes count. And the best example, perhaps, is in the state of Florida, where a guy named Bush beat a guy named Gore by 535 votes, and we all know what happened as a result of that.
We're going to get you on for a few minutes tomorrow. Tell us about all the activities you'll be involved with.
Well, I'm going to sleep in until about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
In your dreams.
My lovely wife to lunch. We're going to have just a great day. We're doing radio and TV all over the place tomorrow, which is great. I am so blessed, Tony, to be able to do this. This is so much fun. And then tomorrow night we're going to be down at Channel 2, but I'll also be doing stuff via Skype for my good friends at Channel 6. And we'll be everywhere we can. We'll just tomorrow's kind of an interesting day because you can kind of lay back, and at last the people get a chance to say something, and the politicians are it's out of their hands.
They got to shut up.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fun.
What do you have going for Channel 6 tonight?
We're going to be covering Mr. Snyder later on today.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Tim.
T, hang in there, man.